I'm Eric Harley. We're at the Mid-America Trucking Show, sitting down with Elizabeth Barner from the American Trucking Association. Elizabeth, welcome. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me, Eric.
Let's talk about the initiative Trucking Moves America Forward. All right, this initiative is about a year old, right?
It is exactly a year old and 2 days. We launched 2 days ago here last year at the Mid-America Truck Show.
Just amazing to watch this thing take off, and I'm so happy that it has taken off. For those who aren't familiar yet, give us a recap. Where did this begin and what is it all about?
Sure. It began probably about 2.5 years ago. The idea was launched between actually Kevin Birch with Jet Express and Steve Ponder at Great West Casualty, stuck in an airport for a couple hours and started talking about the image of the industry, how it needed to be improved. And they thought it would be great if we did an industry-wide image campaign. Mm. So many of us have our own programs. We've got at ATA the Road Team, the Share the Road program, and those are all wonderful image programs. But if we had a bigger umbrella where everybody felt that they could be part of it, that would be a good thing. So we, a group of us, met with allied members and ATA and TCA, sat down and thought it was a great idea, and we moved forward with it. We picked a agency to help us do it, which is Story Partners in Washington, D.C., and then we really began working on it for about a year before we launched last year.
Yeah.
So we've got... It's for everybody. It's drivers, it's technicians, it's dispatch, it's owners, it's IT folks. We have most of the associations, the tank trucks, the specialized carriers. OIDA has been a huge driving force with us, ATA, TCA. So all of the associations have jumped on, as so many motor carriers, and the allied community has just been unbelievably fabulous in their support of the initiative.
You know, it is so important for us to get out to the American public and to tell them and to maybe remind them, in some cases, educate them, because it's not a reminder. It's maybe they're just realizing it for the first time, the importance, the role that trucking serves in the economy.
Well, part of the mission of the Trucking Moves America Forward, and we call it a movement, not a campaign.
Yeah.
Political campaigns, as you know, have a beginning and an end, and we wanted this to really just have a life of its own and go on.
Yeah.
But the mission really is to educate, whether it's educating our policymakers at the state, local, or national level, the media, to let them know who we are, what we do, and why we do it, and especially the motoring public and the business community. I always like to say public opinion drives public policy.
Yeah.
So if we can change the minds and gain a little respect out there, we may get better rules and regulations that affect our companies and you as a driver or as an employee.
Yeah.
We're 7 million strong in this industry, so there's a lot of lives that can be affected.
Right, and it's a good point because sometimes, as the industry, we're kind of separated from the general public. You know, states treat us as drivers as transient. They're not voters. They don't live here, and it doesn't. We're not treated as the general population is treated. By gaining this support, by this education, the American public gets that greater appreciation and realizes, okay, maybe what you saw on the 10 o'clock news wasn't this unbiased report. There's more to it. Or maybe what you're considering in terms of where you put the trucking industry in your mind and how you navigate and share the road with trucks, all of this opinion of the trucking industry by the American public can be turned around to a positive, which is what it really deserves.
Absolutely, it really can. And I think a lot of the way to do that, either through the media or even with your lawmakers, is to invite them to get up in the cab of the truck, invite them to your facility, whether you're a manufacturing plant or you're a truck terminal. Show them what it takes to get the freight to somebody's home from point A to point B, how we do it safely and efficiently. But the most important part of this education is letting everybody know who you are. Everybody in this industry has a story. They're the third or fourth generation trucker, or they've worked in a corporation in a cubicle and they want to see the country.
Yeah.
And if you can put a face behind the wheel or a face on the trucking industry, I like to say that your next door neighbor may be a truck driver that only comes home on the weekend.
Right.
But he could also be your little league, your coach, your son's little league coach, the deacon in your church.
Mm-hmm.
They're just like you and me.
Right.
But they drive a truck for a professional living, or they go to a terminal or you know, anything you can do in the trucking industry. So we need to let our stories be heard.
It is a great, great thing to get involved with. Please do this. It is a movement. You're right. Campaigns have that shelf life. This should not have a shelf life.
This should not at all have a shelf life. And we're really, really excited. Our goal for the first year was to raise $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
We hit that goal on Wednesday morning before the press conference.
That is awesome.
So we are really excited about that. So we've raised $1 million this year. The goal is to continue to do that every year.
Yeah.
And the nice part about the first million is a lot of that is a five-year commitment.
Okay.
So we've been able to continue to do that. And while $1 million sounds like a lot, you know, we can do a lot. We can save a lot more lives and attract more people to the industry if we can make this look like an attractive career option.
If they want to learn more about Trucking Moves America Forward, where do they go?
TruckingMovesAmerica.com.
Very simple. Elizabeth, great talking to you. Great seeing you again. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for having me.